Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And the coolness factor reigns here. That's what's trending in my mind. Jay Kirshner is cool and is on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So maybe we should make this a day of coolness, Jay.
I like
it. At least maybe an hour of coolness. All right. It's cool, man. Cool. Somebody who's not, well, we're an example of who is cool, if you don't mind. So who else maybe? The Rock is cool. You think that he is? Or he's cool. William Shatner is cool, right? You think? Jay Leno is cool. I'm coming up with who are the women who are
now? What
are cool?
What constitutes as cool? Do we know these people personally to say whether or not? Or
we need James. Can we have a little more volume on
themselves in the public figure, public eye?
Yeah. So say that again. I'm sorry, Jay. I didn't hear all of what you said.
I was saying, so what constitutes as being cool? Do we know all of these people personally that we could say, yes, I know them on a personal level and they do seem like cool people? Or is it just how their public persona is?
Well, I don't know The Rock.
How we perceive them?
I just think the Rock is cool. I do know Shatner, and I think there's a lot of what he's all about that's cool. I do know Jay Leno, and I think he's cool. I know you, and I think you're cool.
Oh, thank you.
What else do we need? Yeah, that's coolness reigns. I think this is from the money department here. This is cool. A family swapped their home, that is their brick and mortar home, for a motor home. And now they're traveling around the country. They're having a great time, and they're saving $1,800 a month. So, if that's what they like, and they're of the age that it's appropriate,
mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who are actually selling their homes, and they are traveling the country, and they are having fun, and they have no regrets.
Oh, so, totally.
Yeah.
I think in, 2020, 2021...
Yes.
RV sales and motorhomes, they
bananas.
Skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah, they did. Great business to be in at that time. So Jen Omohundro and her husband, J.R., made the leap. They're the ones who have renovated this 300-square-foot motorhome, and they've hit the road. They homeschool their children, so they aren't older. They work remotely. And while they're working, they're exploring the country. What better education for youngsters, in fact, for adults, than to see the country from corner to corner, border to border?
Mm-hmm.
It's really a very incredible country. Lots going on, a lot of interesting people. So apparently the conversation started lightly and then got serious after the wife was shocked when the husband said, "Yep, let's go." So... that's what they did. And they've been doing this for a while now. They put their house up for sale at a good time, right? They spent a lot of money on the motorhome. Some of those motorhomes can be pretty doggone expensive, frankly. And now...
all the really tricked out ones, are basically the same as like what a mansion would cost. Because especially, I'm always shocked at how much those, like the RVs and stuff, can expand. When they're parked, and then
right.
The button, and
take this out, and that goes out.
Yes. So
right.
Cool.
The wing
like
side,
gadget.
Yeah, if you will. You got to hook them up to water, and you got to have a place where you got to go to a place where they can take the rubbish, if you will, clean out the parts that need to be cleaned out. That's one of the things that fascinates people about airplanes. You know, a lot of people think that when you go poop in the airplane and you flush it, it goes out. It just goes. It just flushes out of the plane. No.
Wait,
there's a tank.
Wait, people think that?
Yeah, yeah.
I have never heard that before.
Haven't you?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep, yep. So anyway, this, they've gone climbing the hills. They went to Pikes Peak. They went kayaking. They've exposed their daughter and their 10-year-old son to all kinds of real-world experiences, which we all need more of. We are somehow too cloistered, and that's part of the problem with what's happened with the pandemic. People stay home. They work from home. They don't see the rest of the world. They don't feel it. They don't touch it. They don't experience it. And so in this circumstance, the experience that they've had taught their children a lot, and the homeschooling, they say, has been great, because there's an online program, apparently, that's available you can buy. And as a result of having good schooling, there were a lot of bad schooling and a lot of parents who didn't do anything to help their children. So they're behind. These children apparently are ahead of where the rest of the people their age mm-hmm. is at this point. So they love the lifestyle, and that's good. So they bought a new motorhome, apparently. Now they have to fix the other one, but this year they bought a new one. So they're having a nice time riding around. All right. So that's that money story. Here's a money story that's not so hot, not so good. Those of you who have invested in crypto, there are now two companies that have gone into the toilet, so to speak. The latest is BlockFi, Chapter 11 yesterday. The crypto exchange FTX, the first one to go. Apparently, this company hasn't been doing that well all along. This is such a tricky way. People thought it was the surefire way to make millions, right? Mm-hmm. Put 10,000 in, get 10 million. Yeah, it was for a while. Yep. But it's dependent on the dollar. When you sell it, it's not worth anything as crypto. It's only worth something because it can be converted into a dollar. It can be, you know, some people have gotten loans and they've paid them back with crypto, or they've used their crypto assets as collateral. That has happened. Bitcoin, Ethereum, is that how you pronounce it? I think it's Ethereum and some of the other cryptocurrencies. Mm. Yeah. So they use that as, what bank, though,
Elon
would put
Musk,
a loan?
Dogecoin.
Yeah, right. Anyhow, I don't say this to be... I actually put some money into it, and it's never gone anywhere. I don't even know where it is now because it was such a small amount, it didn't make any difference. I just thought I'd do it because it would be interesting to watch mm-hmm. and see if the stuff actually did anything. And it went up and down and sideways, kind of manipulated. But there are a lot of creditors here, a lot of liabilities for this company. They have a $10 billion liability for, and they only have $1 billion worth of assets. And again, the assets are in what? They've got almost 300 million in cash. Okay. That'll be enough to help some of the people as they restructure. But you wonder if they're going to restructure, what they're going to do when they've restructured. What do? They owe a lot of money to the government in taxes. So again, they must have made some money. But unga bunga, right?
When you have Bill Gates, who's like, no, don't trust this kind of stuff. Don't even get into it. Find better mm-hmm. stocks and invest that way.
Yeah. He was too busy buying up land. I think he stopped doing that, though. Matter of, he owns. People say, what's he going to do with it? And that's the thing. With him, you never can tell. Well, he's kind of unpredictable, but one thing it has done is increased land value. So if you want to make some money, buy some land. They don't make any more of it, as they say. So buying land is a great way to increase the value of whatever your net worth is or your retirement funds, whatever it is. Land is the best thing. Speaking of land, if you have land over in Hawaii, I guess there's good and bad in that. If you are close to Mauna Loa, it may not be such a great place. The eruption of the big active, it's the largest active volcano in the world, erupting for the first time in 38 years on the Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
And the eruption began around 11, well, late at night, early in the morning yesterday. The emergency management people there say there have been some reports of lava. That's got to be scary as all get out.
It has to be scary.
Oh.
It also has to be really cool to see because the
sky
just kind of lights up with this red tinge. But authorities are saying that there is relatively no risk of any lava infiltrating any of the populated cities and towns. However, there is that ashfall warning, which that makes sense.
Well, one of the things that happens, it gets into the air, the lava comes down and actually forms. All of the islands are nothing but lava. And most of the islands in the world are the result of, especially in the Pacific, the result of active volcanoes over a billion years or so. The lava comes up and cools and then forms the rock of an island. And that's what the islands, if you've ever been to any of the Hawaiian islands, you know that's what they are like. Although over the years, the same things happen there as have happened to the rest of the planet's surface. Mm-hmm. That is, things become dirt, things can grow. So the ash is part of that. Ash is very good for your garden. Did you know that? If you have a fireplace and you're burning wood or coal or anything like that, not, you know, not a phony fireplace, but a fireplace that actually burns wood or other fossil, tangible fossil fuels, put that in your garden. You want to watch stuff grow? Woo!
Oh, good. That's to know.
Yeah, great way for you to add, if you will, an asset to your to whatever it is that you're growing. It's really, I think it's, I found that whenever we have our garden, we have a stove in the barn that heats part of the barn during the wintertime. I have four or five fireplaces in my house, and I never use them. I used to use them all the time. The old house had a fireplace in every room when I built it. Upstairs, mm-hmm. downstairs, every room had a fireplace. I didn't always get it. We used the big one downstairs all the time. But I remember being in the big house as a kid, as a child, excuse me, I don't like that terminology, and then watching Uncle Sam take the ashes out of the fireplace and putting them on the manure pile because they were, you know, just mixing in with the manure. And spread it.
I love your fire.
Yep. All right. Mm-hmm. Nothing better than a good garden, that's for sure, especially as we're entering wintertime. We're dreaming about going back to having our gardens. Whoopee! It's November 29th on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bum, bum, bum. So it's 23 after the hour. Time for us to dig into the social media comings and goings of big-time stars. See what's trending here. The new movie that's being made by Jason Momoa has taken its toll, apparently, and the locals don't like it, even though he's kind of a local. The film is being shot in Hawaii. I can't imagine it's very close to where the volcano is. We'll find out right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheets special. So, Jay, Jason Momoa became well known for starring in what movie? It's the water.
Originally?
Film, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he was first time I remember seeing him was in Aquaman. I don't know that he was around, but he must have been around before that because there was a big movie, but I just never saw him before.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought you were asking, if there was something more
before that.
He was in Game of Thrones, Aquaman. He's done so many different things.
I did not. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, the farmer's market around where they were filming is shut down or was shut down, and the production crew said they're not going to pay the market or the vendors for the time off. Quote, we've not been in conversation with them at all, as they are leasing the property from the property managers just like we are. So it wasn't the property manager should be responsible for this, right?
That's what I kind of think. That's what I take from this, too. Yeah, the manager of the market says that they were told about 6 weeks ago that the vendors would not be able to use the market and the property where the market's held on December 3rd. And then 3 weeks ago, they were informed that they would also not be able to use it on the 10th. So it's 2 days that they won't be able to use it. And the big story is that Jason Momoa and the production crew for Chief of War, the film, are not reimbursing anybody, but yeah, it's
Jason Momoa is not responsible
because he's they're the ones.
He's an actor in the film. He's not.
Well,
he's
but even the production itself, they're leasing this.
No, I understand that.
I know. Yeah, I'm in agreement with you.
Yeah. Okay.
And the property managers are the ones who do the business with the people of the market. That they should be held accountable, although it would be nice to see anybody from the production crew be like, you know what, just out of the kindness of our hearts, we're going to take care of this, but it's not their responsibility, and they should not be faulted for this.
Well, one of the things that happens when you're doing stuff like this, it's the location managers and production managers. The location managers, first of all, it's a big job for a TV show or a movie because they find all of the locations for the shooting. Unless you're on a set in a sound stage or sound studio, then the things that are necessary, the shots, the scenes, all that stuff, they're done after the location manager finds, they scout out the locations and they find them, they know what the script is calling for. So in this circumstance, it's the people who do the finding and the people who do the paying who I think are responsible. So there, it's not his, Momoa's fault.
Yeah.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet care experts advise guardians to think like a parole officer. Any destructive, delinquent pet needs constant supervision and strict training. The recommended attitude is not preventative, but rather correctional, as it might be in prison. This attitude is detrimental both to the pet and to your relationship with him. If you're always correcting him, always certain that he's going to do something wrong when you're not around, you're creating a situation where only bad things can happen. Cats and dogs are not delinquent. No matter what they have done, they're not trying to get even with you. They're not committing these acts because they have become genuinely evil or some malicious streak in their personality. There's always a reason or a variety of reasons that contribute to this type of behavior. Once you've tracked down the cause, you can really get to the resolution. That's really important. The most important thing you can do as a pet guardian if you have a dog or a cat that has behavioral problems is analyze and figure out why the problem's there. Once you know the why, the resolution is real easy. But don't focus on correcting. Focus on figuring out why the problem's there in the first place. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia and the United States put off a new round of talks under the new SALT Treaty this week. That would have been the first arms reduction talk since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. Russia's foreign minister said they will meet at a later date and gave no reason for the delay. Representative Donald McEachin, a Democrat from Virginia, died Monday from complications due to rectal cancer. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. The right to gay and interracial marriage is setting up a final vote today in the Senate. The Respect for Marriage Act, after months of negotiations, puts the bill one step closer to being signed into law. NASA's Artemis 1 Orion capsule has traveled further beyond Earth than any spacecraft designed to carry astronauts. It beat the old record set by Apollo 13 in 1970 at 249,000 miles from Earth. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Before half the hour, rocking around your... You have a Christmas tree set up yet, Jay? What's going on there in Cleveland and Avon?
The main Christmas tree is not up yet, but the little mini tree that goes kind of in this front window area, that's been up since, I don't know, maybe a week and a half.
Really? Your mother got onto it, huh?
Yeah, we feel a little late this year.
Really? I thought everything... Wait, in your house... they were supposed to wait until after Thanksgiving to do this, but apparently they didn't get the memo, right?
Oh, is that true? Is that right?
That's what I heard, but listen, what do I know? I'm too busy doing pajama. I just did, you know, a lot of times people wonder, what do we do during the breaks? Sometimes we get something to eat, sometimes we talk to each other about what we're going to do next, and sometimes we do commercials and liners, promo material for the stations. So I just recorded a... a commercial for Pajamagram, which will probably start airing pretty soon. And it wasn't easy because there are so many double entendres in it. It's a commercial that's aimed at men who want to buy something kind of sexy for women. And so this is an opportunity for you to
bam,
get something.
Bow, bow.
Right. The naturally nude pajamas. So look forward to hearing that. It didn't, as James and I were trying to get it done, it wasn't exactly, most of the stuff I can do in one take.
Mm-hmm.
not so. Did you listen to some of the outtakes? Some of the
I heard the first time you started doing it, I stepped away for a brief moment to help my Daisy mm-hmm. girl.
Yeah.
But I appreciated the giggles that you were doing when you first started.
Yeah.
I feel like we have to, like, can we post that on social media?
Well, I think that James said he was going to save some of the outtakes. That'd be okay. You can,
that would be
once
great.
You start playing, save the outtakes and we'll play them on the
internet. All right,
we'll
do. Yeah.
All right, here's some good news from the Galapagos Islands where the penguins are. There are a lot of penguins, different kinds of penguins, but the ones that are on the Galapagos Islands are famous for being rare. They have tortoises there, they have iguanas there, they have seabirds there, and they have the most northerly dwelling penguins living up there as well. So because of a lot of invasive species that are coming in, those damn feral cats, excuse me for saying that, every single one of them should get killed. They're horrible creatures. They should be. There should be a way to kill them all. And I don't like to kill anything.
I love that. I hate hearing that. But how are they getting there? Are they?
I would wonder
them,
that.
Right?
I would have thought that. Yeah, that there are people. They're on boats, probably. That kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They're down around Cape Horn, and so the penguins originally come from Africa. And down where they are now, they burrow into the ground. There isn't any soft soil down there, obviously. So they've adapted to use the openings in lava tubes and that sort of thing, which is how the islands were formed a lot. What I was saying earlier in the program about the Hawaiian Islands and how most of these islands were formed. But along with them living there, the predators live there as well. So that's what's happening. They have sent some people down there, some animal biologists, to cut holes into the rock
mm-hmm.
To make new burrows for the penguins.
Yeah, help them out.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, these cats, they're not really cats. They're just horrible creatures. You've never seen one. Ugh. Gross. And they're not good for, you know, for those of us who believe in God and nature and understand how it all works, yeah, there are things that have developed over the years that have no value whatsoever. It's kind of like a tick, right? Mm-hmm. What good is a tick? You know, think about all the things in your life. I guess maybe that's a good exercise. And what comes out of me telling some of these stories is put yourself in that position or what do you know, what can you take away from this story? And the one thing you can take away is that the penguins are surviving in spite of things like these damn cats, these feral cats. I've had a few on the farm, and they've killed everything they come in touch with. Everything.
Mm.
So, no. Mm-mm. Get rid of them. Okay. Taking a deep breath from that one. Speaking about the places that are cold, there are 100 fishermen who were rescued after a big chunk of local of ice broke off of it isn't an iceberg, but you know it's some of these northern Minnesota lakes where people like to go ice fishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten cold up there really fast this year, but yet the ice is not as thick as it needs to be in some places. It's always the danger. Especially when the weather turns cold fast and people think it's secure to go on to a lake or a pond or something. And that's not always the case. Matter of fact, and I don't know how, there are probably devices now that can measure the thickness of the ice that you can use.
Yeah,
right?
And I think that from my knowledge of shows that my husband watches, is that somebody kind of maps out where to stay, where to step, so that you know that you're not stepping in different areas.
Yeah.
But this one, it was just like this large chunk just broke off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they were They were in danger.
It wasn't like anybody fell through the ice. It just
No, it's not the same sort of thing. But it was a piece of ice that was just floating around. What are you supposed to have feeling if you're you're on a piece of ice and it just breaks away and you start going down the river? And, you know, this is a bad movie because at the end of the river is a waterfall. And you can hear the music, right, in the movie. Dun, 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 dun. Are they going to live or are they? This could be old-time serials. You know, the old movies, the first talkies were serials. And they were like 10, 12 minutes long. They would have episodes like that, cliffhangers they were called. And they'd come to a certain thing. Stay tuned next time.
All the cuts, the film back and forth of showing the waterfall, showing the ice, showing the faces of the people, and then zooming in on the eyes, and it's all white, and then back to the waterfall. And anyway, they only went about 30 yards into the open water, so they didn't go too far, but that's definitely going to be a good fishing story that many of them are going to tell for years to come.
But the other side of it is that extreme caution ought to be used. It's too early to go ice fishing. The thickness is not there. There's not an adequate amount of ice. So those of you who like to... I remember when I was a youngster, I learned how to do this on my own. I was fascinated with it. We used to go skating on a pond on one of the farms nearby. Mm-hmm. And there was... I saw somebody ice fishing. And I didn't know what it was. I was probably, I don't know, 7, 8. So I took an axe. Lucky I didn't drown, I think. I went out onto the ice, I think it was the next day, took an axe and chopped through the ice just because I didn't go fishing. I just remember, that funny, one of those childhood memories that you have?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I can remember this like it was yesterday. Taking the small hand axe and chopping through the ice. The ice was, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 inches thick, whatever it was enough to hold me up. But it might not have been. So,
well, and at that age, it probably never even occurred to you that you could fall in and what that would mean.
Not at all. Nope. Uh-uh. Didn't. But so that's why the word to the wise is sufficient here. It was a warm fall season in the upper Midwest. Temperatures were near 70 a month ago. So, you know, with the warmer temperatures in October and September, they had the cold snap just before Thanksgiving, so things froze up fast. And that's why they felt secure in doing what they were doing, but they ought not to have been secure. So anyway, it must have been a cold reality in any number of ways. Today is Giving Tuesday. I'm telling you that because I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 email that I'm looking at in the last hour and a half. Since we started being focused on doing the program, asking me to give money. The money to this charity and that charity.
The monetary gifts.
Yeah. Check this out. You really have to. There's a this charity list. There are some great charities around, and there are some really bad charities. And there are well-known charities that are not well-run. So if you're not... If you're not sure about where the money is going, then don't give the money. But you probably all went to school someplace, maybe. They have a fund that you can give to. I mean, I've been solicited by my alma mater 3 or 4 times in the last 3 or 4 days. You get that. Your church, maybe, if you belong to a church or a religious organization. Here's a place in Colorado called Energy Outreach. I'm just going to give you a couple of ideas, and then you take those ideas and go with them where you will. This outfit what they use the funds for is to keep people in Colorado who, for whatever the reason, don't have the money to buy fuel. It's money that is used to give these folks access to home energy. Sometimes it's the regular stuff. They can't pay the utility bills. I thought there was something with most of the utility companies. They couldn't shut your power off in the wintertime. I'm not sure. Around here, that's the rule. Maybe it's not everywhere. But there are a lot of low-income families that have a problem this time of year. So that's how you help them in Colorado if you're out there. Let's see here. Alive International, kidsalive.org. Let's see here. Their revenue last year was $12 million. They used 85% of it. See, that's what you look up. Like the EnergyOutreach.org outfit in Colorado used 94% of the money to help people. Only 6% went to... That's what you look at. That's why I don't give to the Red Cross, because they use so much of it for salaries and stuff. It's like half the money doesn't go where you want it to go.
Yeah, and there are some organizations who 100% of the donations received go towards whatever their efforts are, and then they have, I'm blanking on the name, but they have people specific who raise funds or make their donations,
yeah,
like super wealthy people who make their donations for the salaries.
Yes.
Like they
right.
earmark those
yeah.
that, okay, these
yeah,
are specifically
right.
going towards salaries, so anything that everybody else pitches in, mm-hmm. that goes towards the efforts.
Yeah. The United Way, for example, 93% of the program expenses are paid by donations. They got 190 million dollars last year. Institute for Justice is another one, depending on your point of view. They had $25 million in revenue last year. 80% of it went for program expenses. So you get the drift. And that there are, I'm looking at all these. The American Kidney Fund, 97% of the money they take in at kidneyfund.org goes to help people who need a new kidney. The Robin Hood Foundation targets poverty in New York City. 92% of that money goes, they took in $134 million last year. 92% went to help those who couldn't. The poverty problems in big cities is a big, as we know, a big problem. Let's see here. Here's Samaritan's Purse, samaritanspurse.org, $388 million last year. 80% of that money goes, it's a non-denominational evangelical organization providing spiritual and physical aid to people who are physically or mentally in trouble. So, Giving Tuesday, ideas for you here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Do
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Farm Food and Family Time is 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, STEPHAN, for those of you who are intending to send me a Christmas card. There you go. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. Jay Kirshner has put together some important information for those of you who like to eat. So let me think for a moment. That would include pretty much everybody who's listening, right? Whether you like to eat or you need to eat. And if you like ice cream like I do, you'll be bummed out if you are in one of the seven states where winter has come. The ice cream season, well, it doesn't make any difference. For me, it doesn't make any difference whether it's warm or cold. I still like ice cream. So, there are some ice cream recalls. The Weiss Market folks announcing a recall on a number of its own ice cream products. Let's see here. Weiss Quality Sea Salt Caramel Ripple Ice Cream. So this seems to be, this was one of the new flavors this year on the farm and one of the most popular. People love this flavor. The sea salt caramel ice cream, it's yummy.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Mix it with a scoop of dark chocolate.
Mm. Yeah. Yummy. All right, anyway, so they've been recalled in Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, Delaware, West Virginia. Company is recalled 48-ounce containers of the ice cream because it may have undeclared soy and coconut in it. You know, these are allergens. We know that. People have gotten sick. I don't think there's anybody who's ever died of eating coconut.
or soy. Do you?
Well, I have a friend who has a severe soy allergy. She has to carry an EpiPen in case she comes in contact with it. And soy is hidden in everything.
A lot of stuff. The McDonald's hamburgers are half soy. You never. Anybody's got a soy allergy, better never ever stop at a McDonald's because they're just loaded with soy. That, and it's confusing because some of the soy, like edamame, is a soy based. It's grown like a pea pod, but it's a soy based product. But yet it's yummy and it's good for you. The soy that's in those the soy liquid that some people call milk, that's crap. You don't want to, for any number of reasons, just stay away from that. But yes, you're right. More important, the soy that's in some of the packaged hamburgers that you buy in the store, especially if they say they're, you know, they're non-meat. What do you think they're loaded with? What do they call that burger? The infamous burger? No, un-burger or whatever. Impossible burger.
I know what you're talking about.
Impossible burger. Impossible. That's loaded with soy. Really? Oy, soy. So, look out for that as well. Okay, so, if you got the ice cream, bring it back, get your money back. That's the bottom line. Here's a Dade City farm offering visitors the classic wintertime experience of picking out and cutting down your own Christmas tree. This is something that's going on around the county.
This
is down in Florida.
A lot of people like to do that.
Yeah, it's a great, it's a great way to sort of learn about how these things grow. Because there's so many people that are so distant from how things grow, whether it's what we eat or, I've told this story on the air a couple of times. I'm involved in a housing development, building a farm, an agrohood it's called, building houses around a farm. So it'll be a real farm experience. And so I've said, because this idea, this development was my idea, I said, we're not building houses, we're not cutting down all the trees, we're cutting. So yesterday, the architects and my partner and I wandered around the 56 or however many acres there are out back, and we put markers on trees that we want to save. You know, some of the old stuff, some of the old pine is not worth saving, a lot of dead trees in this particular area hasn't been cleaned up for a long time. But some of these elegant, wonderful, big maple and oak trees, man, we actually came up with an idea on building a house around the tree. So it's going to be a tree.
Oh, it's going to be so pretty.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that's because these trees need to be saved, frankly. Anyway, so that's another way of learning how things grow. There aren't many trees. So this is down in Florida. There aren't many trees grown in Florida, though. This must be an unusual farm. Lazy Lay Acres. They've been doing this for 40 years, it looks like. And all the generations coming there. It's certainly better than going to a tree lot. That's for sure. Anyway, Thanksgiving weekend. This past weekend, right? Cars with all the trees attached to the top of them, driving all over the place, right? That's a sure sign of Christmas as far as I'm concerned. So there it is, the tree story here at 59 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
months. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.